Bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. Fish talk with the Doc.
Time for a little fish doc, kiddies. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal Radio, but he's known to his family anyways. Gord Peiser is his name. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor of Canada's most popular outdoor magazine. It's called Outdoor Canada. Coast to coast, fishing, hunting, outdoors, anything to do with the outdoors. If you don't have a copy already with you, in hand maybe, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca, tell them the Doc sent you, and they will hook you up. Good morning, Doc. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange. You know, the weather's warming up, and we don't get them as bad as you guys do in central Ontario. I do have to say, we were out for trout the other day, and a few black flies and a few mosquitoes were hatching.
I'm surprised at what you just said, because most people have the misconception that the farther north you go, the worse those black flies are going to be.
Nope. I mean, there are some. I've been on Great Bear Lake, and I know you have, up in the, on the tundra there and the land of little sticks, and they're certainly bad up there. But, you know, in northwestern Ontario, as a general rule, they're not really that bad. I grew up in the Halliburtons, and they're nothing like that up here.
Funny story, real quick. One time we were shooting up in Cambridge, Victoria Island, north of Canada, and we're doing some fishing from a little river mouth, and the land is absolutely flat. You can see, I swear, you can see at least 500 miles. I'm not kidding you. Anyways, my buddy and I are fishing away, and all of a sudden, he looks over his shoulder, and he says, "What the hell is that?" And we looked off into the distance, and there were like 100. There were tornado funnels.
Yep.
Like 100 black tornado funnels out there. So, and they were moving towards us. So we yelled out at the guide who was on the other side of the shore, and we said, "What is that? Are those tornadoes?" He says, "No, you damn fools. Those are the bugs coming." And they were.
It's like Jaws.
It was bizarre, man. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, and you guys, Ange, get them on Lake Ontario, are midges. And they look like black flies, and they form those dense clouds as well, but they don't have a mouth, and they actually don't bite you. They buzz your nose and around your eyes and whatnot, and they can be a little frustrating. But I can live with midges. I can't live with black flies.
Oh, man. Hey, Gordy, we're getting nice warmer temperatures down here, and, I mean, it's not the best in the world yet, but it's getting there. As these temperatures warm up, of course, the water will eventually warm up as well. What are we up to find? What changes do we have to make as the water warms up in order to be more successful?
You know, Angie, it'll actually get better. We were out for lake trout, and we've actually been out for lake trout, walleyes, everything. And as the water warms, it actually gets better until it hits about 55 to 60 degrees. 60s might kind of break, and that's when we really start moving into the summer period. But actually, it gets better and better as it gets warmer in the early stages. The fish are coming shallower. Lake trout find 48 to 52 absolutely ideal. And right now, you know, that's right along shorelines and in shallow areas. Walleyes actually prefer 64, 65. So again, that warmer water tends to be shallower, so it sucks everything towards the shallows. And as a general rule, the shallower you fish, the better the action, the easier it is to catch them.
You know, it's great that you say that, because some people get temperature, you know, locked in their heads, and they associate temperature with water depth. And nothing could be further from the truth, because at any given time on any body of water, you're apt to find the perfect temperature range for that particular species that you're after. And it could be shallow, could be deep, or it could be somewhere in between.
But that is the case. And right. In the spring and fall, and we tend to think of spring and fall as the two better times of the open water season, and that is when the shallows are absolutely ideal. I mean, let's face it, it's easier to catch a walleye in 10, 12, 14 feet of water than it is in 32. And And they like that 64-degree water. As I say, they don't start moving out to the humps and reefs until it gets around 67, 68, 69. So take advantage of these shallow movements.
And sometimes even shallower. I'm sure you have, Doc, involved or been confronted with really shallow walleye, that special time, you know, when everything is just locked in perfect in that 4 foot, that 5 foot, 6 foot of water, loaded with walleye.
So funny you mentioned that, Ange. My grandson, Liam, he was out with his two buddies, and there's a little favorite lake, little secret lake they go to. They were trolling unweighted floating Rapalas in 4 feet of water. You can't believe the walleye they were catching. And no one believes walleye come that shallow, and there are many, many lakes that's where they spend as much time as possible.
Peter Bowman and I, to this day, had an experience about 15 years ago. Somewhere in the north, we've got it documented. I don't recall what lake it was. We had the most incredible walleye day of our lives. And, Doc, it lasted from about, I'm going to say, 10 o'clock in the morning, well into the late afternoon, in 4 feet of water.
Absolutely.
And it was incredible. And we were casting to them. It was incredible. Absolutely out of this world. So they do happen.
We had the same experience with pike last year, Ange. I guarantee we went 30 minutes and did not make a cast without catching a fish.
I'm salivating. Now you got me all pumped. I got to get out on the road, brother.
Get out there and go fishing.
I will, my friend. Listen, Gordy, always a pleasure. You have yourself a wonderful weekend up north, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, Ange.
Gord Peiser, the Doc, follow him. You can Google him. He's everywhere. One of the most prolific bloggers in our business. He makes home at outdoorcanada.ca. He's also on fishingcanada.com with his own blog there. And while you're there, of course, hey, make sure you enter the Mercury 9.9 outboard motor giveaway. That are it, Stephen. We're off on behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team. John Winters, our producer, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.